because we've got some very, very fine music to bring you. We have fine music from a pair of courtyard hounds. Allowed off the leash, I'm glad to say. And in the studio with us now, welcome to BBC London, to Emily Robison and Marty Maguire. Dixie Chicks, I guess, but courtyard hounds at the moment, certainly.
Yes, thanks for having us.
And a couple of gigs here in London. How have they gone?
So far, so good. We did one last night, and it was a great crowd.
It's a lovely venue as well, isn't it?
It's gorgeous.
Beautiful.
Yeah.
Really fantastic venue. And is this a... How do you describe this? Is it a side project? Is it what you're... how does it fit in with all the other stuff?
It is a side project, but not a one-off. No? We're already working on the next
Courtyard
Hounds album.
Oh, really? So there's
another
one coming.
Yeah, so it's proven to be very fun.
And it's proven to be very successful as well. I mean, great responses and great reviews. And
yeah, it's been going great.
And I'm working with young Mr. Dylan. How did that come about?
You know, when the song was written, it was written as a duet. And right. Marty and I made a list of all of our, you know... top male voices that we would love to hear on the song.
And you didn't phone me. I'm
And he was at the top of the list, and we thought we'd have to get a few down before somebody said yes.
Oh, well,
he
I'll actually said I was yes. Second, then.
Yes, you were somewhere on the list.
Of course, inevitably. Is it different writing songs for this project rather than, say, the Dixie Chicks or whatever? I mean, how does that work? Do you get into a different mindset?
I think the songs were written before I knew what they were for.
Really?
And then Marty was working on building a studio and doing a fiddle album, and I was coming out of a divorce and had a lot of time on my hands, and late at night, you know, with my guitar, just that's how I spent my time.
That's what divorce would do for you.
Yeah, on my hiatus from the band, too. And so I was just writing for writing's sake, and I started sending the songs to Marty, and she responded positively, and
well, it's a good job she did. What if she'd have said they're rubbish?
Well, I trusted her to say, you know, be honest either way. But
some of them were rubbish.
Be honest.
But not the ones that ended up on the album, of course.
So, you know, the band was kind of created out of wanting to put these songs out. So it was different than writing for the band, you know.
Brilliant. Well, I suppose we ought to hear a track from the album, really. The album is Courtyard Hounds, and I'm going to play a track from it. It's a track that you've chosen, entitled See You in the Spring. And we'll hear that, and then we'll hear a live number.
Chains on tires, you're digging out snow. That wind, it just ain't right. I made up my mind, I'm heading home. Oh babe, oh can't you give it time? Keep you warm at night. This town is all I know. And I can see you in my life. Stay inside.
I can't go outside.
Just please don't go.
So
come on.
That's the sound of the Courtyard Hounds. You can see them in the spring, but you don't have to wait that long because you can see them tonight up at the Union Chapel in Islington, and you can hear them now. Look, they're laughing already. And you can hear them almost immediately because they're here. Emily and Marty, and of course, you must introduce your fine accompanist.
Yes, this is Mr. Martin Strayer.
On guitar.
Yes, on the guitar.
And what are you going to play for us?
Didn't make a sound off the record.
Go on then. That was. That was absolutely fantastic. That was the Courtyard Hounds live on the Robert Elms Show. Live tonight up at the Union Chapel, and the debut album, The Courtyard Hounds, is out now. Thank you all.
Thanks for having us.
Very, very much.